can't stand to hear the same old song. And I don't leave the highway long enough to bog down in the mud. 'Cause I got a rambling fever in my blood. I caught this rambling fever long ago.
That's right. Merle Haggard has passed away, and not from COVID-19. Good music, good stuff. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Riding with the Window Down. I'm your host, Chris Daly, and I have to tell you, this one, this show, if you're not used to it, is done a little bit different. It's one of the oldest ones I've had. It goes back to 2004. I've been doing this one. But again, it's not a set schedule. It's whenever I feel like it. But I also don't do it in the studio. I basically just turn on my recording device and start recording wherever I am. So if you'll hear things like this, I have a squeaky desk chair. I don't have that in the studio. But as I end every show with keep it real, that's what I do in this one. I keep it completely real. No editing, no nothing. And I just got back from a bike ride. As you know, well, longtime listeners will know, I've been a cyclist for freaking ever. Something like 25, 30,000 miles I've put in on my bike. Recently became a runner. Always been against running. I hate running. It just has been such a like thing that I would never want to do. But, you know, back in November, I decided, look, the only way to lose weight really is to run. I mean, I can bike and lose weight. It's a lot harder because it's real easy to coast. There's no coasting in running. And I figure, what the heck? I'll go out. I'll do the Clydesdale thing. I'll just, you know, plod around and make myself do it. And I have. I started in earnest right after the state championships, Texas High School Football State Championships, which ended up in like the third week of December. So I started that following week, and I was running every single day. But before I did any real research on running, and did a 5K January 1st, very, very slow 5K, but I did it, didn't stop, and been running ever since. I was getting beat down by injury in around February, just little things, nothing serious, right? Just because I was running every day and I was trying to go longer and harder and faster. And, you know, it just, it wasn't wise. And then I decided, okay, I'm going to run Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. Those are my run days. Tuesday, Thursday being my training days, Sunday being my long run, where I just stretch it out there. And I, each month, get more and more and more. And I apologize to people who've been listening in the past that I am repeating myself. But, you know, now since that time, mid-February, I've been on that schedule and it's been perfect. Have a great running group, 4:30 a.m. Here in town, and very small group. We're keeping social distance, don't worry. But in the alternating days, I have this Apple Watch. And I feel guilty if I don't close the rings. So I'm like, I got to do something. I don't want to run because I don't want to injure myself from overuse. So I went back to cycling on the off days. And, you know, I used to, before COVID closed everything, I used to go to the gym on those other days. And I would get my activity in, my exercise in, and close my rings. But now with the gyms closed and with me cutting back on running every day, you know, the natural thing was to go back to cycling. So, long story, but anyway, that was just the intro to saying, hey, how you guys doing? I tell you, I'm kind of referring to this COVID-19 crisis, and I hesitate to use the word because it feels hyperbolic. You see everybody, you know, pandemic, crisis, disaster, blah, blah, blah. I hate that. And I think it does everybody a disservice. I think level-headed conversation about reality is the way to do it. I think this is a reset for America, particularly for America's financial system. This is going to be America 2.0. It's interesting, the focus, how the focus has shifted to what's important. The tradesmen are still working. The nurses are still working. The doctors are still working. The food service companies are still working. The truck drivers are still working. The artists and creators are, we're discovering just how important the artists and creators are because we're spending a lot of time consuming content. You're listening to a podcast right now. That is done by me. I'm a creator. I'm not a great creator. I am a creator, though. And you're watching Netflix, and you're watching Hulu, and you're watching everything on TV. That's the creative world. That's the artist of the world. They are super important right now to keep us sane. That said, their opinions about politics are never important. There's a lot of conspiracies out there, too. One, that this is a biowarfare attack by the Chinese. I've heard some really crazy deep state stuff, too, that yeah, you know, this is all brought on by the left, who was about to be exposed for the Hollywood pedophile ring and its ties to really, you know, big, important, rich people, the Illuminati, for, you know, lack of a better term. And since that was all getting close to being exposed, somebody said, hey, now's a good time to reach out to Bill Gates. Bill Gates and his foundation has been saying for a long time that the world is overpopulated and we need to lower it. And between him getting his wish of lowering the population and the elite of the world fearing being exposed, they thought, yeah, we'll just distract the public with this pandemic. And I'm not saying I buy into any of that, although, you know, a lot of it sounds plausible. And then there's the stories about the pandemic numbers, how it is being blown out of proportion by the liberal media, who are saying all these deaths that are happening when, in fact, they're not really. They are happening, yes. And people are dying with COVID-19, but they're dying from other comorbidities that they had. And I saw a report that said deaths overall are down. And the reason that the COVID-19 deaths are so high is because whatever anybody dies from, they're now writing off as, oh, that's COVID-19. So again, I don't know. I don't get hung up on that stuff. I find it interesting, fascinating to listen to. But when I hear that, I don't go, oh, no, just like I don't go, oh, no, and panic when I hear that we have to stay at home and not interact with each other. I dislike it because I'm a shake hands and hug kind of person. You know, I miss that. But I feel confident that'll be back. But I do think the economy is going to go through a shift. You know, the SBA has announced, Small Business Association has announced, they will be giving all these billions of dollars, right? Well, I went through, being a small business owner, went through the hoops, filled out all the forms. Everybody said, yeah, everything's going to be great. Then I get a call back from my banker who tells me, oh, since all your employees are 1099, you don't qualify. Like, okay. I'm still paying all my 1099 employees. They're still getting paid. I'm keeping them employed. And partly I'm keeping them employed because business is decent right now. I mean, yes, I lost some big clients who then said they're a little scared. But I've picked up some other clients. And now is the time, actually, when smart businesses, at least those who have run themselves or their company in a fiscally responsible fashion, they are now doubling down on marketing, on grabbing market share, because, you know, if they can afford to do it, now is the time when you set yourself up to come out of the other side of this thing way better than you were before this thing even happened. So that's what I've always done. I've always shifted to, okay, what's the bright side? What's the upside? What's the modification, pivot, shift I can do to make the most of this? Just simple things, and I'm not doing this, but I would recommend it, is shopping on place like Facebook Market. If you have money, you still have a job, you still have income, I would invest now, whether it's invest in stock, because yes, I do believe that is going to come back bigger and better than ever. And now you can get it at a discount also. But like I said, Facebook Market, people are selling things. People are panicked. They're scared. They're selling things. And at first, you know, my impulse would be, oh, no, you don't want to take advantage of people. But it's going to happen. They're going to sell it to somebody. So if they're selling XYZ widget that's worth $500 and they're selling it for $100 because they really need the money, and you could use the widget or could hold on to it and sell it later, whatever, if there's an opportunity for you there, then take advantage of it. You're helping them get the money they're looking for, and you're getting a good deal at the time. Uncertainty is a given. I mean, it's always been here. It has always been around. And now things like this happen and make you go, oh, no, things are uncertain. Well, get used to it. That's life. During uncertain times, I think what you do is you find what's important to you. You find the people that are important to you, and you hold them close to you. Obviously, maybe not physically right now, but you do that. You hold them close to you and circle the wagons. And I'm not saying don't go outside, don't be helpful, don't be interactive, but circle the wagons with your family first. Take care of your family. After your family, do what you can to help people. That's what I'm doing with the Small Business Spotlight Show. Just trying to help people because I have the facilities, I have the equipment, I have the expertise, I have the experience, I have the connections to be able to put these together and give these small businesses a voice right now when they need a voice. And it's a voice that isn't going to cost them an arm and a leg. So I'm grateful for that capability. Like I said, I just wanted to record a quick show, get it out there, and tell everybody, look, don't sweat the small stuff. And it's all small stuff. And I know that's a cliche, but it's true. It's at least it's one that I've believed for a very long time. And either way, if you fret over things, it doesn't help. So instead of fretting, instead of worrying, instead of, you know, complaining, see what you can do. See what you can do to help others. See what you can do to help your own business. See what you can do to help your family. But don't sweat the small stuff, okay? All right, until next time, stay safe and keep it real.